From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, as you probably already know, there have been some changes to how the adverse effect wage rate is calculated, and many in the ag workforce say that's a good thing. John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association, says while wages might not be as high for all of the workers, it's still an overall good change.
It may not have been the wage rate that they had been offered previously at the base hourly wage rate, but again, that is the required minimum. Many farm workers on H-2A visas and domestic farm workers are also offered the piece rate wage, and so have the opportunity to earn significantly more than that. And many positions are going to offer wages higher than the required minimum.
And skill level, Devaney says, is also factored in.
This does ensure that you can offer a wage that is appropriate for someone with a lower experience and skill level, and then compensate those with higher skill levels and more complex work or more productive work at a higher rate.
But from what it sounds like, there are more good things in the works.
Yeah, absolutely. There is some really good news going on, and I think more to come. And that's one of the other things I mentioned is the Department of Labor has indicated that they're not done with updates to the H-2A rules. This was the changes to the adverse effect wage rates and the wage calculations, but there are other program changes that they're contemplating.
Again, that is John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.